And so recently, and they still don't know what to make of him and this new behavior, but he was sharing how he approached, his daughter was getting this award, and he and his ex-wife were going to be there. And he walked up to her and he said, "I think it would be nice for our daughter if we sat together as a unified parents of her." And he was telling me about when his daughter walked on stage, she took a step back and gasped because they've been at each other's throats. And suddenly they were sitting together in the audience, both beaming with pride over their mutual love for their child. Can you imagine what that little girl must feel like to see her dad set aside his personality differences with his ex-wife to live by our principles? And can you imagine why was I crying when he told me the story? I don't benefit in this in any way. Unless someone threw up my name, "Hey, Jeff gave me some advice that helped," then maybe. But I don't benefit from this because I get to experience joy here. I get to watch your successes and be genuinely happy, not bitter, not jealous, not scheming, not any of that, just genuinely happy to witness the most amazing of powers and miracles that we have access to every day here. Look, if you're just settling for sobriety, you're selling yourself short. Alcoholics Anonymous is a way of life, a design for living, and it works, in my experience, in everything that's been thrown at me. Financial insecurity, death of both of my parents, loss of too many jobs to go through with you, marital issues, health problems with my kids. Alcoholics Anonymous has been the answer for me on all of that. Because it's not just a meeting that I go to on Tuesday night. It's a set of principles designed to pick away the parts of me that aren't meant to be there. The parts of me that are objectionable to my living a life of service. Because I believe that I will pay the price of admission, and make no mistake about it, there is a price to be paid here. It's not monetary, but in Bill's story, it talks about the price to be paid is the absolute destruction of self-centeredness. And I fail miserably at that battle sometimes, but I get up every day and I try. I try and destroy self-centeredness. God will give me what I need if I put myself in a position to serve you. That fear of flying that I had that was so debilitating, it didn't magically go away and I got on a plane. I had to get on a plane and white knuckle through it a couple of times. And eventually I noticed it started to lift, and eventually today, actually, I didn't even really think about it. There's a power working in my life, and I owe it to you that you've introduced me to that power and you continue to let me be amongst you so that I continue to learn and glean your experiences, and we help each other and we trudge this road. And I'll tell you something I heard one time, and then I'll shut up, is that we are all just walking each other home. It is an honor to walk you home and to have you walk me home. Thank you, and God bless.